U.S. prosecutor says $10 million Biden bribe was credible, contradicting Democrat Jamie Raskin. By Wendell Hasebo on October 26, 2023. Former Pittsburgh U.S. Attorney Scott Brady told the House Judiciary Committee on Monday the FD-1023 file that alleges Hunter and President Joe Biden each received a $5 million bribe was credible and ripe for investigation in 2020, but the FBI was reluctant to investigate. A testimony which contradicts Democrats who allege the FD-1023 file was not credible and therefore the probe was shut down, Breitbart News learned Thursday. The federal prosecutor, who investigated Hunter Biden's deals with Ukrainian energy company Burisma Holdings, said that his team corroborated the FBI informant's allegations of the Biden bribes and that they warranted further investigation by three U.S. attorneys' offices in Brooklyn, Manhattan, and Delaware. Brady's testimony broadly confirms Senator Chuck Grassley's Wednesday speculation the FBI maintained more than 40 confidential sources with criminal information on Hunter James and President Joe Biden before political pressure might have caused an FBI investigation into the Bidens to be shut down subject to foreign disinformation. Grassley released the FD-1023 file in July that alleged Mykola Zlochevsky, the founder of Burisma Holdings, paid Joe and Hunter Biden after then-Vice President Biden withheld aid to Ukraine until then-President Petro Poroshenko fired a prosecutor investigating Burisma. Watch, Grassley, foreign national in alleged Biden bribery scheme has insurance policy recordings of Joe and Hunter. The testimony directly contradicts House Oversight Ranking Member Jamie Raskin's claims the FD-1023 form was not credible and therefore the U.S. Attorney's Office in Pittsburgh terminated the probe. My understanding of Mr. Raskin's public statements is that, based on the determination that I, and my team, found the allegations in the 1023 not credible or other information not credible, we did not escalate the assessment to a limited or full investigation, Brady told House investigators. That's not true. Once again, ranking member Jamie Raskin is playing fast and loose with the facts as he moonlights as the Biden family defense lawyer. House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer, RKY, posted on X. His lies about the FBI's Biden bribery record have been debunked by former Attorney General Bill Barr and now U.S. Attorney Scott Brady. In July, former Attorney General William Barr dispelled Raskin's claim that the Justice Department ended the $5 million bribery probe. On the contrary, it was sent to Delaware for further investigation, he told The Federalist. In addition, Brady said the Justice Department ordered now Special Counsel David Weiss, who has investigated Hunter Biden for 5 years, and Assistant U.S. Attorney Leslie Wolf to cooperate with his investigation. Brady said his communication with Weiss was problematic and noted Wolf was aware of the FD-1023 form, but IRS agents working the case with the Justice Department were not made aware of it, which surprised Brady because you want your team to know about everything. IRS whistleblowers alleged in June that Wolf refused to allow investigators to ask about Joe Biden being the big guy, and that the DOJ twice prevented Weiss from bringing stronger charges against Hunter Biden. Moreover, Brady told investigators he was not aware of the FBI's possession of Hunter Biden's laptop from hell and was surprised when the New York Post broke the story of its existence. Brady said the FBI should have made him aware of its existence when he asked the Bureau to search their internal databases for information related to Burisma or Hunter Biden. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.